And 6:06, city is clear, 65 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 94 for a high today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Governor Fallon is set to address the Republican National Convention this evening. From Tampa, she tells KWGS she is looking forward, however, to hearing some of the other speakers.
Oh, well, I always love to hear Governor Chris Christie. He's always a lot of fun, and of course, he's going to be one of our big speakers. I'm looking forward also to hearing Ann Romney. She's going to talk about men.
The governor will speak at 7:20 tonight. We will have live NPR convention coverage beginning at 7 o'clock tonight here on KWGS. We'll also have election coverage this evening. Voting at the polls is today for the runoff election in Oklahoma. The voting in early absentee balloting has been light in Tulsa County.
Not unexpected in a runoff of this type, according to Board Secretary Patty Bryant. But this runoff has added significance in Tulsa County since all three races on the ballot will be decided in this election. Bryant says only Republicans are voting in the county clerk, House District 70, and Senate District 33 runoffs.
Well, they will be decided because there is no Democrat running. So it's only a Republican runoff, and there's no Democrats to run against in November.
There's a Skytook school bond issue on the ballot. All voters in the Skytook district, Republicans, Democrats, and independents, may cast ballots on that question. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Tulsans tell city leaders what should be included in a vision sales tax extension. Last night, there was a lot of support for projects at the Tulsa Zoo. Tulsa City Council Chair G.T. Bynum says that public input is important.
We as a city government feel it's very important for Tulsans to feel a sense of ownership and involvement in this process.
The first meeting was last night. The next meeting will be Friday evening at the TCC Northeast campus. That's at Apache and Harvard. Well, Isaac has yet to make landfall, but its strong winds are blowing up our gasoline prices. Gas is increasing to $3.69 a gallon today in Tulsa. Many oil platforms out in the Gulf of Mexico have been shut down as that storm approaches. Well, no word yet on whether the Hertz rent-a-car purchase of Dollar Thrifty will mean for Tulsa.
Tulsa has been kind of the center of the universe in the car rental business for the last couple of decades, and we would hope that Hertz would recognize the quality of the workforce here and the work ethic that they have and the experience they have in that business, and be able to retain as many of those jobs as we can.
Tulsa Metro Chamber's Jim Fram says Dollar Thrifty weathered the recession well, so it's no surprise that Hertz would like to acquire it, but what does the future hold? Mayor Bartlett is optimistic that the merger of Dollar Thrifty with Hertz will not mean a loss of jobs.
I hope that they see it as an advantage to keep everybody employed that's presently employed by Dollar Thrifty, and they look at this as an opportunity to expand their operations in Tulsa.
He says Tulsa has great relations with the other car rental firms operating here, and he hopes to meet with Hertz officials soon. Local neighborhood associations receive recognition for improvement. The Straight Neighborhood Association in the North Harvard area received the Neighborhood Safety Award.
It's unexpected. I think it's rather the best way to describe it. What it is it's something that shows from a little bit, you can get a lot.
Myron Washington with the association says it is focused mainly on helping neighbors get to know each other after the home invasion of Bob and Nancy Strait back in March. Nancy was murdered at the scene and Bob died about 2 months later. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today, a high of 94, clear, mild tonight, 64 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and hotter with a high of 95. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Now at 6:10, it is mostly clear and 65. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.